Los Angeles is home to the nation's largest Catholic archdiocese, and it's about to get a new archbishop. He'll be replacing Cardinal Roger Mahoney. He's set to retire early next year. The new archbishop is Latino, and as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, that's an important milestone for the church.
2 days after he celebrated Easter Mass in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, Cardinal Roger Mahoney was back to welcome his successor, Archbishop Jose Gomez of San Antonio, Texas. Gomez says he was looking forward to his new assignment and loved the friendliness of L.A.
The warmth of the people here gives life to the words we so often hear. We are not really strangers here, but only friends who have not met.
Gomez will serve jointly with Cardinal Mahoney until Mahoney retires, as the church mandates, on his 75th birthday in February.
This is a seismic, epic move for the life of the church in the United States.
Rocco Palmo is a blogger who chronicles news of the Catholic Church. He says Gomez's appointment will be particularly important for the nation's Latino Catholics.
He was born in Mexico. He knows what it means to have made the journey and to have come to this country.
The 58-year-old Gomez was born in Monterrey, Mexico, and came to the United States as a priest more than 20 years ago. He holds 3 university degrees, including a doctorate in theology. In 1978, he was ordained in the conservative Opus Dei Order and then served as a parish priest in San Antonio, Houston, and Denver. Abe Levy, religion writer for the San Antonio Express News, says Gomez has been seen as a comer in the church hierarchy for years.
He's a loyalist to the church. I mean, he's a doctrinal conservative, so he's in line with Pope Benedict and his leanings. You know, he's a good match for moving up in leadership.
The Los Angeles Archdiocese is definitely a move up and a challenge. It has the largest Catholic population in the U.S., and it paid out a staggering $660 million to plaintiffs who say they were victims in the world's largest acknowledged series of priestly sex abuse. In July 2007, an emotional Cardinal Mahoney made this mea culpa.
I apologize to anyone who has been offended, who has been abused in the Catholic Church by priests, by deacons, religious men and women, or lay people in the church.
Religion writer Abe Levy says Gomez will have to find a way to concentrate on other important things, such as poverty, immigrants' rights, and strengthening the Catholic laity.
He'd rather focus on those issues than sex abuse scandals and other things, of course, but he will deal with those other issues in his very sort of methodical and quiet way.
A large mass and reception are planned next month to formally introduce the next archbishop to the region. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR.